Hi, for Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie. Our guests today are Jason Talley and Pete Ayer of MotorhomeDiaries.com, a website devoted to their interesting adventure, which is commencing in a few days. Guys, tell me, what are you going to be up to in a month's time or so?
Well, this morning, we just bought our RV. Pete and I split it half and half, and we're getting ready to launch a website, MotorhomeDiaries.com. Where we're going to take video, blog, and even tweet as we cross the country, talking to people who are working hard to promote freedom, and also telling the stories of people that are victimized by government.
What's the basic route you're going to be taking, or do you know? Is this a kind of update of the Merry Pranksters' adventures of Further the Bus? What winds will blow you away?
Yeah, initially we're actually going to leave this Friday or Saturday, and we're going to head up to New Hampshire, and that's going to be our home base up there. There's a lot of really good freedom-oriented folks and some activists. And on the way, we're going to have two stops. We're going to talk with a guy in Maryland who also just bought an RV and who's also really into this freedom movement and who plans to move to New Hampshire. And then we're going to meet with some other people just outside of Philly and have like a social and just kind of get some folks on board. And then after that, we have to be out in L.A. for the end of April, so we're just going to travel across the country. And
What inspired this madcap adventure? Obviously, you're calling it Motorhome Diaries, so it's, right. There's a reference there to Che Guevara.
Yes.
Not quite a freedom fighter, but exactly. Where did this idea come from?
It's about time for me to leave D.C. I got to get out of here. I mean, Obama's coming in, and the only growth industry in America right now is government. And so we kind of want to tell the stories about what's going on and how his policies are affecting people, and, of course, the awful policies of George Bush, and tell a lot of the human stories that are going on in America and reaching out.
Right. Yeah, and it's not just those folks. We just want to talk about the institution of government. But for me, you know, being at the Institute for Humane Studies and working with the Campus Network program and then at Bureaucrash, you know, really seeing the strength of the networks and when you make personal connections with people, how they can you know, build that affinity and they can reach out to people in their sphere. So we just really want to get out there and personalize this.
So to borrow a phrase from our president, it's going to be like community organizing. And so, you know, we want to meet up with a lot of libertarians along the way, network them all together and hopefully keep them going. And because, I mean, you know, we're under attack right now. And so this would be a good opportunity to get people to organize.
Where are you going to be posting your video?
It's going to be our YouTube account, but everything is going to go through MotorhomeDiaries.com.
Okay, and then can you talk a little bit about FreeAgents.com? What is that?
FreeAgents.com is a website. We talk about the news and views from the front lines of freedom. We also are getting ready to start FreeAgents.net, which is going to be a social network. So as people hear about us and as we meet with people, we want them to continue talking and collaborating with one another.
Talk a little bit about the new media component here. Both of you guys have worked at Bureaucrash. You do new media, video, things like that. How is new media intrinsic to your operation here?
It's crucial. I mean, we're going to go out and interact with people and help to tell their stories. So for us, we just want to have a lot of cameras, shoot a lot of video, and right away, you know, we'll be able to edit the video and get it online and build that community.
What's your dream outcome of this trip?
We'll probably have a book if we have good footage. I mean, we're going to take tons of footage, so we'll have these small videos, but also put it together for maybe a documentary, and then when that's done, we can do a book tour.
Do you have, what's a story that you're itching to tell? Do you have any prototypes of the, of specific cases that you're talking about?
Well, I mean, even just this morning when we were picking up the RV, you know, a couple guys came by that worked for the electrical company, and they were doing some things at the transformer nearby, and they asked us what we were doing, and we told them we had this, 10-minute interaction with them, and they were, pretty much in agreement. I mean, obviously, they don't know who Rothbard is and that kind of stuff, but they basically said, yeah, we earned our money, we should be able to keep it, and I don't, like, these politicians or bureaucrats, they don't know better than we do. And just like that kind of mindset, for me, it's, we're going to be getting out there, putting these people in touch with each other, building these communities, and, I think half the battle is exposing people to these ideas, so.
And then the other half is making sure you have a full tank of gas to get the hell out of town. Can you point me to an RV story that ends well? I mean, Race with the Devil, it ends, spoiler alert, it ends with demonic Satan worshippers killing Warren Oates and Peter Fonda. Okay, you know, Lost in America, they barely make it out of L.A. and end up in a trailer park in Arizona.
Like that movie, we are going to put all of our money together and gamble it. That's our business plan.
You know, so your first stop is actually Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut? Okay. When are you taking off?
Friday, Saturday.
Okay, and then you'll be in L.A. in April.
That's correct, for the Liberty Forum that Atlas is running.
And then you will you be coming back as well, or do you drive it into the ocean?
We're not going to drive into the ocean. Hopefully we'll turn back
to... get on a ferry and go to Japan.
Exactly. Okay. We haven't decided, but we'll be back in D.C. in a couple months.
Okay.
And
hopefully
we'll have some stories to tell.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to having you back, and we'll be checking in at the Mobile Home Diaries.
MotorhomeDiaries.com
for your updates and Twitter and all of that.
All those crazy new media tools, yes.
Yeah. I want to thank my guests, Jason Talley and Pete Ayer of MotorhomeDiaries.com. We'll be checking in with them over the course of their trip. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.